Well, good morning. I tell you, what a great week that we have had. What a great week of wonderful weather. I think tomorrow it's probably going to be a little cloudy. It's supposed to rain a little bit, but another great week of weather in store. And I just, you know, it is such a blessing to be here and just to have this kind of a week where we just see the, you know, when it rains and rains and rains, God just tells us, hey, you're not in control of things. You're not in control. I will let it rain as long as I want it to rain, as long as I need it to rain, and I'll let it stop raining. And then when it's weather like this, it just reminds us that God's face is always shining on us. That the cool breeze it reminds me of His Holy Spirit just moving wherever He wants to move and going wherever He wants to go. And I so appreciate Denning's comments this morning, before our contribution about spending quality time, just spending time with mom and dad and spending time with Will. And even if you have to endure, a game like he had to endure yesterday, it is the blessing of God to find the silver lining in that. But I know exactly what he's talking about. And when God controls everything, when God is woven into everything that we do, everything's a blessing. I remember Hyatt and I getting to go to a Missouri football game where we lost and it rained on us the entire time. But we had such a great time because it was father-son time and father-son with our best friend, John Earnhardt. And we just enjoyed being there and just enjoy. Isn't time together so much sweeter knowing Jesus? Let me ask that one more time. Isn't time together so much sweeter knowing Jesus? That's right. It is. Whether you're whether you're on the good end of a football game or the rainy bad end of a football game, whether the weather is like this or whether it's stormy or cloudy or whether you're no matter what, as long as we have Jesus, as long as we're together, man, what a blessing this life is. What an amazing experience we get to be a part of every day. I hope that we are the kind of people. I hope that Highland Hills is the kind of church that sees that and notices that and finds the Jesus, finds the God that just makes every moment a blessing. This morning we're going to talk about as we move on through through more of living the life that God wants us to live. We're going to talk about making a difference in the world. And I'm convinced that the way that we act, we don't have to be, some kind of a on the news kind of people. We don't have to have, paparazzi coverage or have cameras following us around. We don't have to be on CNN or Fox News Channel. We don't have to be the president of the United States or in the cabinet or high up in the military to make a difference in the world. I am convinced that the choices we make on a daily basis in our little bitty mundane, just meeting normal old people, I believe with all of my heart that the choices we make on a daily basis have the potential to change the world and to make a difference. Because when we make godly choices, when we live a life with integrity, we make a difference in the world. One person at a time. One decision at a time. One example at a time. One person that we work with, go to school with, live next to, encounter. One person who takes note of the difference that God has made in our lives. We make a difference. And I believe with all of my heart that we can change this world one person at a time. One experience at a time. If we believe that. And integrity is such a huge part of that. Living a life, a God-centered life, a life of integrity. Last week we talked about, living that life. We talked about the, choosing to live that life and having that integrity. And we're going to kind of delve into a little bit more of what that looks like and how we do that and why we should do that. But this morning I want to start with integrity. The kind of life that we need to live is the quality or state of being complete or undivided, incorruptible. I say a lot of things about about a lot of things, but you know, and I've said before, I want people to be able to say this about me. I want people, and I try, guys. I really do. I mean, I know I fall short, and I know I disappoint at times, but man, I want so bad for when people talk about, they say, that Shane, he might be a lot of things, but incorruptible. Wouldn't you love for that to be the legacy that you leave? The legacy that you leave your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, those around you, the people that you work with, the kids that you teach, to say, you know what, that Dan Thomas, he might be a lot of, he was a hard teacher, he was this, he was that, but man, that guy was incorruptible. You couldn't sway him one way or another. He knew what was right, and that guy, boy, isn't that a legacy to leave to some students right there? You know, that those kind of teachers, those kind of bosses, Jake manages the Ruby Tuesdays, and you might not be able to get everybody's schedule exactly the way they want it, and you might not be able to tell them everything they want to hear or give them raises every time they want, but you know, by our God, you can be a boss. You know, he wouldn't be swayed. That guy. You know, he didn't give me the hours I always wanted. He couldn't do this for me or that, but he couldn't promote me like I want. But man, that guy was incorruptible. He wouldn't be swayed. He knew what he stood for, and he went in that direction. What a legacy. What a life. What a difference that makes. In Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 20, we read, "The Lord detests men of perverse hearts, but he delights in those who are blameless." You see, the Bible is chock full of examples of and verses and everything else that talks about how and why integrity matters, why it's important. You know, David talks about, I will walk with an upright and a blameless heart in my home when no one else can see me, because he knew that it mattered that much. See, integrity matters. The way that we live, the way that we treat, the way that we make decisions, it matters in so many different areas. The first thing that I want you to know is that integrity matters because it pleases God. First and foremost, any decision that we make, anything that we try to do on a daily basis, the first thing we need to ask ourselves is, do my actions right now please God? Regardless of anything else, regardless of what makes money, regardless if it makes me popular, regardless does this please God? Integrity pleases God. In 2 Chronicles 29 and 17, "I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there." Remember when we had our reading this morning and that wonderful prayer that David, you know what, I didn't plan on this, but I'm going to read that. I love that. I love the prayer that David starts with in 2 Chronicles 29. Let me get there. 29:17. Where does it start? Maybe it's 1 Chronicles. How about if I... That's really... I'm going to blame that one on Tim. He's supposed to edit that for me. There we go. 1 Chronicles 29, there it is. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. "Praise be to you, O Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor." Isn't that just powerful stuff? He said, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness. Yours, O Lord, is the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. From everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name." You know what I want people to be able to say about me? That guy was incorruptible, but I want to pray like that. You want to pray like that? Somebody say amen if you want to pray like that. I want to be a guy. I want to know God. I want to be right there with his heart to where I can just get on my knees. And that's the kind of stuff that comes out of my mouth and my heart to God. That yours is the splendor and yours is the power from everlasting to everlasting. Guys, my prayers are anemic next to that. And I'm ashamed of that, and I want to change that. I want to get closer to God so that when I talk to Him, it sounds more like a man after God's own heart, just like David. But who am I? And who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? You know, so often I'm so proud of what I do for God. You ever get that way? You ever get just real proud of who you are and what you do and all that I give and all that I do? But then here's David saying, who am I? Oh yeah, I give generously, but God, it's pathetic next to you. I get so proud of what I do. I get so proud that, you know, oh, I do this and I do that. But I need to realize that, God, I'm pathetic. I'm pathetic next to you. And he goes on, everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We are aliens and strangers in your sight. We are, as were all our forefathers, and the days of earth are like a shadow without hope. O Lord our God, as for all this abundance you've provided for building you a temple for your holy name, it comes from your hand and all that belongs to you. And here's where he gets to the meat of it. Here's where he gets with the rubber meeting the road for our lives and for his. I know, my God, that you test the heart. And you are pleased with integrity. You know I have done all this with good motives and have watched your people offer their gifts willingly and joyously. You see, integrity is so much more than just, you know, what we do, but it's all about why we do it, and it pleases our God when He searches our heart. And there's more verses. I mean, I had a list of them in my notes that just all about in the Psalms about God, test my heart. God, get into my heart. God, you know, and David says in Psalm 19 that you know the depths of my heart. And when he gets in there and he finds integrity, when he finds motives, not just what's on the outside, but what's on the inside, when our motives are pure and when our motives are glorifying God, praise be to you, O God, our Father. Yours is the greatness. Yours is the power, the glory, and the majesty, and the splendor. When he gets in there and he sees that kind of heart, not just those kind of actions, but that kind of heart, our God is pleased. Do we want to please God? I mean, do we really want to please, not just to show up and to phone it in, not just to be, you know, 20th century Christians where people can say, oh, well, you know, that guy, he's a good old boy. She's a good old girl. You know, they're good. But to have integrity that pleases God down deep to the core in our hearts, that not only do we do things that are right grudgingly, but we do them willingly. You know what David had to sacrifice? You know what David had to sacrifice to stockpile all of this stuff? You know, David, he wanted to build the temple for the Lord. The Lord said, no, you're not going to do that. That's for somebody else to do. And David said, well, please just let me gather all the material. I just want to be a part of this somehow, God. I want to be a part of building a house for your holy name. Let me be the contractor in charge of stockpiling this stuff. And you know what he had to do? He emptied so much of the treasury that he could have used for himself just to bless God's name. And he called on allies and friends and neighbors and other people to bring in all of this stuff. And you know what? David didn't mind calling on favors for God. Because his heart was so pure. He was so full of integrity. And it pleased God for him to do these things. First thing that we have to be is a people who desperately want to please God, because that is a motivation for being a people of integrity, people of honor. Why does integrity matter? Well, it affects other people. Now, I was kind of nervous about this point because I never know whether it's AFFECTS or EFFECTS, and I don't see Tommy in here to tell me. Am I right? Come on. Amen. I'm right. That was a good one. I never know. I flip a coin in my office and I just type whatever it is, but it affects other people. You know what it does? You know what? When people of integrity affect other people, because a righteous man leads a blameless life, and God says, blessed are his children after him. I have a friend, and you guys are going to get to meet him at some point, His name is Spencer Sutton. His dad is Dr. Frank Sutton, and they live in Birmingham. And Dr. Sutton was an elder in the church for years and years and years, and he was a physician in Birmingham, and just a wonderful, wonderful guy. I mean, a heart as pure as the wind-driven snow. A guy that it doesn't matter if you are the CEO or the custodian of a company, he knew your name. Well, he used to. I mean, inside joke there. He gets them right most of the time. But he knew who you were, knew your situation. I mean, I saw him in church, a guy that was flown to Africa by hospitals to research AIDS and other things that were affecting our time. I mean, this guy was on the cutting edge of medical technology and developing and just an amazing physician. And I've seen him at church come up to the just some, you know, just any old body and just hug them and embrace them and know who they were and know they're just a wonderful guy. A guy who's probably paid for more kids to go to Bible camp than we've ever known, or more kids to go to church, more kids to go to college than we'll ever be able to know. One of those guys who's just the kind of guy you want to know. Dr. Sutton is an amazing guy. And then there's Spencer, my friend growing up. Now, Spencer and I got into more trouble together than I care to remember. We gave my mother more ulcers. I remember, and Spencer's mom, Lila Sutton, she, you know, we spent so much time at each other's houses. I got spankings from her, and he got spankings from my mom. I mean, it was one of those, you know, we'd be at the bus stop, and we went to a small Christian school. Everybody knew what everybody did by the time we got home, and I promise you, I'd come to the bus. I'd gotten in trouble at school with Spencer, and we'd gone to the principal's office, and it was ugly, and Lila is there. Mrs. Sutton is there at the bus stop waiting for us, and she had I heard what you did, just whipping both of us all the way to the car. Bob, you know situations like you just know what's going on. Parents know everything at those kind of schools. Everything Spencer touches. Man's 37 years old now, and neither one of us worth a nickel when we were in school. Didn't listen. Invented ways to get in trouble. Everything that man Spencer touches turns to gold. He hasn't had a bad business deal in his life. Here's a guy. Graduates from David Lipscomb by the skin of his teeth. He'll listen to this online because we're friends like that. And he's going to email me and get after me. Hey, I'm telling you, Spence, you know you graduated wherever he's going to listen to this. You know you graduated by the skin of his teeth in marketing. Goes and starts selling copiers for Icon Office Solutions in Birmingham. Guy made $100,000 a second year selling copiers. Now, not all about money, I'm telling you, because of who his daddy was, God is looking out for that man. Because of the integrity of the father of that guy, everything now I'm telling you, hasn't done one thing wrong in business his whole life, not because of him, I'm telling you, because his children are blessed after him. Now you know what Spencer's doing? Spencer started, you guys are going to meet him because he started a ministry called Never Thirst. And here's a guy who's made all kinds of money. The other people that sold copiers would talk about this kid that just like, oh yeah, he's just walking down the street. Oh, there's a copier contract. Let me, I'll sign that. And here's another $10,000 he just made. That's the kind of luck this guy has, I'm telling you. You can't convince me otherwise, but God's watching him because of his daddy. God's taking care of that man because his dad's heart is pure and he's blessing his children after that. Now you know what Spencer's doing? Never Thirst Ministries. They go into Sudan and India and Asia and they're digging wells for villages that have no water. And they're blessing lives of people. They're giving fresh, clean water to parts of the world. You know what the number one killer in the world is? Diarrhea. Kills more people daily than anything else because of poor water conditions. Most of the world does not have the clean water that we have. Spencer's making a difference. God's blessing him. You see, God blessed Spencer with a daddy that was full of integrity. that was incorruptible. And he taught him those ways. It didn't look like it when we was in grade school. It didn't look like any of that was sinking into either one of our heads. But I'm telling you, it blessed him. And in his early years, he was making money. And he, you know what he learned because of the blessings that his dad passed on to him? He learned that he could make all the money in the world and it didn't satisfy his soul. And now he's given all of that up. His wife drives a school bus in Birmingham and he's going to Sudan and giving people water and the gospel because his dad's integrity blessed his child. I want to be a dad like that. I want to give my kids more than just a good education. I want to give my kids more than just the knowledge of how to budget and stay out of debt and all of those things. I want to give my kids the kind of integrity that will bless generation after generation after generation. That's what integrity does. That's what it's all about. Because he learned. And you know what? I'm sort of on the backside of that story too. See, I had a mom that was just like that. I had a mom, guys, that regardless of what the crowd was doing, she was going the godly direction. And I tried and tried and tried. Guys, I invented ways to rebel. But what she planted in my heart is standing before you this morning. In most weeks, I will find at least a minute or two to regret the decision to answer the call of God because of the selfishness and the things that I want to pursue in the flesh, but I can't escape the blessing of that woman who just pursued me with the gospel. Integrity will bless our children. It affects other people. Guys, it's not just about us. And guess what? It's not only their children, but it's the people that we are around every day. It's the people that we come in contact with, that we do business with. You know, Bob has no idea how many people have changed decisions that they make because they dealt with a man of integrity and honor and honesty when they bought automotive supplies from him. Because, you know, he won't be sweating. He'll lose money before he does something dishonest. And they want to be like that. And no telling how many people are affected by a man of integrity. Why does integrity matter? Not only does it please God, not only does it bless or affect others, but it blesses you. It blesses each one of us. The righteousness in Proverbs 11, 5 through 6, the righteousness of the blameless. There's some more. There it is. Oh, the righteousness of the blameless make a straight way for them, but the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. How many of us want just a straight, easy, unencumbered, downhill kind of life? Just a, you know, falling out of bed, easy life. I would like that most days. Just, you know what? Life is simple. Life is easy. I have a straight way for me. You know how you get that kind of life? It's not by studying hard in school. It's not by getting a good job. It's not by earning as much money as we possibly can. It's not by being the most popular person. It's not any, the easy life, the American dream, if you will, comes from a life of integrity. You know how easy life is when you don't have to look over your shoulder? You know how simple life is when you know that the way is straight? Now, there might be obstacles. There might be hard days. There might be all kinds of ups and downs. And nobody's saying it's going to be frictionless, but it's going to be easy because we know all I got to do is keep doing this. It's going to go the way I want it to go. Life's going to turn out exactly how I want it to turn out because all the things that we can't control, you know, what other people do, what the economy does, what the Taliban does, what the rain doesn't do, all of those things we can't control. But you know what I can control? The choices I make and where I spend eternity. Straight path. It is a straight path, an easy path to the bosom of Abraham. To the side of God. It's simple. It's a life of integrity. And it's a blessing. So I'm going to give you how to live with integrity. We're going to go through these quickly, and I'm going to give you some Bible verses to write next to these because it's kind of a how-to. I've given you the why-to, and I want to give you the how to live with integrity. Always speak the truth. I'm going to give you six things quickly, and just write them down on your worship outline. If we do that, this is what integrity looks like as far as I can tell from what Scripture teaches. Always speak the truth, whether it's Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 or Ephesians 4 and 15 or Ephesians 6 and 14. Philippians 4 and 8 is whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is good, dwell on these things. Whatever is true, think about those things. Speak those things. Ephesians 4 and 15 is always speak the truth in love. And then he talks about the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6 and 15. The belt of truth that just holds it all together. If we are people that always, regardless of the outcome, regardless of what we think other people are going to do, if we always speak the truth, we know we're pleasing God. We know we're affecting other people. And we know that we are blessed. If we stand for what is right, in Matthew 10 and 22, and my memory is escaping me there. I try to memorize these so I can go through them for the time's sake, but Matthew chapter 10 and 22, he says, look at there what he says, all men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. We've got to stand for what is right. None of us, let me just say this, none of us in this room have to read this cover to cover to know what's right, do we? We know what's right. God has the Romans tells us he's knit it into our DNA what is right and what is wrong. We know what's right. We just have to stand for it regardless of what others think. And then just stay clean. You know, Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 22. 1 Timothy. Yeah, 1 Timothy. I wrote it down correctly. 1 Timothy 5 and 22. Let me get there and read that. Do not be hate. He starts, I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels to keep these instructions without partiality and note and do nothing out of favoritism. Do not be hasty in laying on of hands. You know what he's talking about? Don't be hasty. He said, be careful who you put in charge. Be careful who you anoint as authority figures in the church because integrity matters. He says, and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. Guys, there are decisions we have to make to say hands off from me because I got to stay clean. I got to stay pure. There are things every day that I choose not to engage myself in, not to think about, not to do because I want to keep myself pure. And I know that all it needs, the Bible tells me that don't even give the devil a foothold. In Jude verse 22, he says, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. Stay clean. Know that there are things that we have to abstain from. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 33, oh man, my mom, oh bless her, she told me this, bad company corrupts good character. Amen is right. Now, when Lila was quoting that to Spencer, I'm not sure if she was talking about me or someone else. And when my mom was quoting that to me, I'm not sure if she was talking about Spencer or talking about, but choose the right kind of friends. There are people that we're going to want to, man, they're charismatic, they're great, but their life is corrupted. And as we are in the world, but not of the world, we cannot. You know, the Bible says, what does the light and the darkness have in common? Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You know, that's a marriage verse, but it's so much more than a marriage verse. It's a verse about, you know, do not be friends with people that are going to corrupt you. There are choices we have to make, and it's not ungodly to say, you know what, I can't associate with that person. I will pray for you. I will quote Scripture to you. I will do whatever it is that I can for you, but I cannot be your friend because you will corrupt me. And I can't have that. Because the number 5 says value integrity over image. In Galatians 1 and 10, Paul just flat says, am I trying to win the approval of men or am I trying to win the approval of God? Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, Tim? Amen. You ever get an email from Tim? That's his signature on his email right there. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So now whenever I email Tim, I say, we too will serve the Lord. Hey, choose. What's more important, what people think of me or that God is pleased? And we have to watch what we watch. Colossians 3 and 2, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth, because what we allow to be poured into our minds is what is going to direct our steps and determine our integrity. What we choose to read, what we choose to watch on television. Guys, there are TV shows that we just can't watch. We can't. We won't. There are books that we just can't read. I mean, reading is fundamental, right? Some of it. There are some books we have to stay away from. There's some TV shows we've got to stay away from because we want to please God and affect others. We want our children and our children's children to be blessed by the decisions that we make. And if it's something as mundane as a TV show, that if I stay away from this, it's one less arrow that Satan has into my mind, then by God, I will stay away from it for their sake. For the sake of my great-grandchildren, possibly. I won't watch that. I will not pass that kind of a legacy. I will not be swayed. Live a life of integrity. Integrity matters. It makes a difference in the world. This morning, we have a choice to make. We have a choice that we can leave here this morning. And you've heard me say this again before, and some of y'all could probably quote what I'm going to say. We could leave here this morning exactly the same way we got here. As consumed with the world, as consumed with image, as consumed with material, as consumed with everything else as we got here. Or we can change and allow God to be what binds us and molds us and keeps us. We can allow God to be what defines a day at a football game of all things. We can be people of integrity. Now, for the most part, for the most part, as I look out at the audience of the people that I love with all of my heart, I can say this, that we're right there. We're going in the right direction, but every one of us, everyone, including the man speaking this morning, has areas of life that God still needs complete control of. And there are areas of my life where integrity needs to be more. Where integrity needs to be more of the definition. What are those areas? What is God screaming at you right now? You know you need to change this. Would you give that to God? Will you pray with me? Father, we ask you to enter into the areas of our lives where you know you need to change us to be more like you. God, make us incorruptible in your sight. More than anything, we want to please you. We want to change the lives of others. And God, we want your blessings. And we know that living a life of integrity, living a life of honor and honesty and just openness before you is what removes all of the barriers to your blessings. God, we're asking you through your Holy Spirit to supernaturally remove the flesh and allow our spirits to be in tune with yours. God, I beg you, start with me. Start with my heart, God, and change me to look more like you. But God, we just ask that our prayer would be honored and that we would be able to change this world one experience at a time. And it's in Christ's holy and precious name that I pray. Amen. If there's any specific need that you need to make known before this congregation, if you need to be prayed for or prayed with, if you want to be baptized this morning, have your sins washed away, would you let us know that and join me at the front as together we stand and as we sing.